I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is. We had an almost award-winning show a few weeks ago on Harvey Weinstein.
Almost an award-winning show, was it?
Yes. Can you think of somebody else we could pick on?
If we did a show for every single Hollywood industry person that was accused of sexual misconduct, I think we would be booked well into 2025. No, so we're focusing on Louis C.K.
Yeah, we are.
The great comedian.
Yeah.
Accused of exposing himself.
You know, abusing himself in front of women.
Bizarre. And a behavior that he's sort of alluded to through his stand-up routines.
He does.
He seemed to be so aware of his own failings that to not see how horrible his own behavior was was really what was depressing about it.
I mean, his characteristic is he pushes it to the edge. So what you've described makes sense to me. How outrageous can he be? Well, he can mock his own activity. And his film, which may or may not be released, I Love You, Daddy, he has an extended scene in which Charlie Day, who plays a TV personality who's his close buddy, and as Louis C.K. is talking to a star who, Rose Byrne.
Yeah, on the phone.
On the phone.
Right.
And Charlie Day is making motions like he's abusing himself.
Yeah. You know? I can tell you had religious upbringing. You went to a Catholic school or something.
I know.
Abusing.
I'm trying. Right,
yeah, abusing
I'm
yourself.
I'm trying to make sure that.
Is that how they, self-flagellation.
Yeah, however you want to call it, Louis C.K. has done this in front of women.
Yeah, for real. His love of Woody Allen, how you reconcile your love of an artist with their bad behavior or the accusations made against them.
Particularly Woody and very young women.
Right. John Malkovich plays this Woody Allen surrogate filmmaker who Louis's character idolizes.
Yeah.
Malkovich starts in on Louis C.K.'s daughter, played by Chloe Grace Moretz.
Right.
You're never quite sure whether or not it's sexual.
Because the Malkovich character is brilliant.
Yeah.
At the long-run seduction.
Right. Very insidious.
Oh.
And this makes Louis's character crazy. The movie has been pulled from distribution.
Some of this film, I Love You, Daddy, is based on Manhattan. Older guy, younger woman.
Right. He's taking the scenario of Manhattan, which is a 40-year-old guy is in love with a 17-year-old girl. He takes that central relationship and makes it a father-daughter relationship.
Yes.
And then adds the artist on the outside as the sort of crux
and
on which the whole...
You're describing why I like the film.
Yeah. It felt stilted. It didn't feel like he was operating in his wheelhouse, filmed in black and white, like Manhattan
yes.
and other Woody
yes.
Allen films. And it just didn't feel right. Now, once all the pieces are at play, the movie starts to work for me. So I think there's a lot of valuable stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can you separate the artist's bad behavior from the artist's art?
Oh, boy.
This is a great example of watching an artist struggle with his own ideas and, you know, and his own bad behavior really only adds another interesting element to it.
One of the problems, our culture now is so in your face that Louis C.K. is exposed in all of his elements, and we absorb it. I don't have a television, and I know how powerful his image was and what his shtick is.
Yeah.
Back to our discussion, which I think is endless, about how you can separate the art from the artist.
Right.
As in Bill Cosby's case.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you can do that. I mean, the very persona that he projected did not fit the accusations against
right.
him. But Cosby.
You said that Louis C.K. will be back, and I
yes.
believe you're right, and I believe that's mostly because he didn't physically assault anyone. The degrees of bad behavior are going to shake out, and also because he owned up to it immediately. Take away all the bad stuff. It's not that great of a movie. It was not even up there with the best episodes of Louis.
Okay.
So I think people would have been, mass audiences, his fans, would have been disappointed in this.
For me, it's the promise. And because I haven't OD'd on him on TV, I thought this was really pretty bright stuff, but not a great movie. Louis C.K. said, "Dating is horrible. It's awful. I don't get it. It's like you're standing there, hi, do you want to have sex and later wish you hadn't? It's horrible." This is a guy who clearly integrates his life
right.
with his writing.
Wow.
So you're saying we'll see more?
I think we will, but it will be years to come. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.